We're looking at Isaac now. It helps to remember your basic typology in the scriptures. Abraham is a type of the Father, God the Father. Isaac is a type of God the Son. It's a type of Jesus. And we're going to look at verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. Because the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. They called their names after the name by which his father had called him. That is the only work that's told us of Isaac, who is a type of Jesus. He lived his full life, but the thing he did in life was dig wells, or open up wells that had been dug before and stopped up. Trash and everything thrown in them, rocks and stones and dirt. So they had to be redug. And he dug several wells. That is the work of Christ today. He dug the great well on Calvary, didn't he? He opened up the fountain of water. You see, Ezekiel saw the river of God flowing out under the walls of that great temple in heaven. And John and Isle of Patmos saw that same river, didn't he? But that was in heaven. But something happened on the cross, and John made it so clear. He said, I saw it. When they thrust that spear in his side, there came out blood and what? Water. There came out blood. Well, that's normal. But he said, I saw it. And I don't lie. I saw it. It was something so extraordinary and so strange that John, and he saw it and he insisted, I was there. I saw it. The well was open for the river of God to come to earth. It was a great work. It was a great effort, a supreme effort, a life-sacrificing effort to dig the well so the living waters could come to earth. Isaac is a type of that. He dug that well, and the well he dug in Beersheba is called the well of living waters. They're not just empty waters, just ordinary water, but they're springing up waters, fresh waters. It's actually called an artesian well sometimes. It just springs up of itself. And the river of God came to earth. The most strange how types all through the scriptures, so much of it speaks of Christ. You can find Jesus back on every page in the scripture, in the book. You can find the cross so often in so many illustrations. You can find it there. It's hidden. Because, you see, God hid his... In fact, Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to hide things. And the honor of kings is to discover them, to seek them out. But it's all there, and it's hidden. And here, in the work of Isaac, who typifies the Son of God, of Jesus Christ, his work was to open wells. But not just one well. He opens it in the heart of everyone. Wells that have been opened before and stopped up, or wells that have never been opened before. He's the well opener. He's the well digger. He's the one that brings forth living, the life where there was death before. You see, water is a type of life, isn't it? We like to look at rivers, and we like to look at lakes, and we like to see fountains, because it all speaks of life. Even to us in the natural world, it speaks of life. Without water, we die. And there's a dearth until he comes and opens the well. And once he opens the well, then you see, out of that, there comes there comes life to everything around it. An oasis isn't just a well in a heap of sand. The oasis is where trees are growing and lush vegetation is growing because of the one well. And it will grow all around it. And if it's enough water in that well to flow, it will start a stream. And some wells are enough water to flow and start a stream. And in some people, God opens a well and it springs up and begins to flow out and bring life to others. But that's the work of Isaac, is to open wells. And before wells can be opened, they have to be dug, don't they? There's a job, there's a work to do. It's not easy to dig a well, especially by hand. Now we have machinery that can drill down. But long before that, it had to be dug by hand. And then they had to pull the dirt out, bucket full by bucket full, and let the bucket down again. We've dug what we call dry wells or cisterns. We've dug several of them in Argentina. And you pull on a pulley and you have a rope and you pull the dirt out and you throw it away and down goes the bucket again. And be careful it doesn't hit the head of the man who's already down there. And he's down there digging and digging, and perhaps there'll be more than one person down there, and digging and digging and digging until they find water. And that can be quite a ways sometimes. That can be quite a ways. And all over the world, even to this day, people are digging wells. And without the well, they're without water. And then after the well is dug, then people have to go from all that area, from the city and everything, to that one place to find water. And they have to go every day to find water. It is a big job to dig a well. That is why there's a well in a city, but not 100 wells in a city. It's too big a job. Well, now we have machinery that can dig more than one well fairly rapidly and fairly easily. But in those days, of course, and it hasn't been long we have been able to do that, they didn't have that. And so a well was a great object in a city. It was a center of life. Everybody went there, and that's where his social gatherings were, unless the city was on a river. That would be different than they gathered at the river. But we're speaking of wells because that's what Isaac did. He dug wells, and he dug several, and it takes a lot of work and more than one person to dig a well. Jesus dug wells, and he's still digging wells in the hearts of men and women and opening up to the life water, that living stream from heaven, can flow through. But now I want to go to the next verse. Verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. That means artesian well. A well just flowed up and over. But the thing most interesting is it's much more normal and easy to dig a well in the valley than it is on the hilltop. We like mountaintop experiences. We like to be on the mountain with God, like Moses, like Elijah, like a conference. Oh, there, we just have a glorious time. But wells are not dug on mountaintops. Sorry about that. We would all like to have them there. Well, so much so that now we have our parks and our recreation areas, and we can have them on top of the mountain because we pipe water up there. But they didn't pipe water in those days. And so they were in the valley. You know, the name of that valley, Gerar, means rough going. But I want to give you another scripture. Turn with me to Psalms. Psalm 84 and verse 6. Blessed is a man whose strength is in thee,
who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. And the rain also fills the pools. Where there's an artesian well and the river begins, often will come rain. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God. The word Baca means weeping. The word Baca means weeping. And is also translated, who passing through the valley of misery. Passing through the valley of misery where the tears flow many, they make it a well. Wells can only be dug in valleys. Wells can only be dug in valleys. We don't like valleys of misery. And if one refuses to go into valley of misery and let it do its work, he will never become a well. Because there are those that live on the mountaintop. There are those that live from experience to experience, from glory time to glory time. They will even go. I know that in times of when those men were traveling quite a bit, like Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and men like that, they had a regular crowd of several hundred people that would follow them from place to place to place to place to place. Wherever they went, they go. And they still have people like with Benny Hinn. They'll go where he goes. No valley for me. I want to live on a mountaintop. I want to live where the joy is there. I want to go, where can I go that I'll be blessed? Where can I go where the blessing's flowing and I can just go and just receive? Oh, that's fine. But there'll never be a well. There will never be a well. I read that his servants, the wells of water, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing waters. We're going to go through valleys in life. There are going to be times when things are lovely, but there are going to be times when there's valleys. There are going to be times when it gets so low you think you could walk under a worm and not scratch it. Way down. And then on top of it, the misery comes. And it's not just a valley, it's a valley of Baca. It's a valley of weeping. It's a valley of tears. It's a valley of Golgotha. It's a valley where the flesh gets crucified. It's a valley that we wish to God we could escape. But we go through valleys. But the thing is, that's the place to dig. That's the place to dig. Not just sit there, dig. That's a place to really seek to dig to the crust, the hard crust of the earth, and dig down into the place where the water is always flowing. You sit on top, you can die of thirst, but you dig. We know that when people are found in the desert who have died of thirst, they are often found with the fingers without flesh, where they've tried to dig with just their hands in a desperation, trying to dig to find if possible, because by that time they're out of their minds. But the last thing they'll do is try to dig. When you're in the valley, that's the time to dig. And that's the time to dig, and that's the time you'll find water. But this time it will be your water. It will be your well. Wells don't come without digging, do they? Wells don't just happen. Sometimes a fountain will appear in the earth, but wells don't. They have to be dug. And even in the dry parts of the earth, there's seldom a place where you can't dig and find water if you dig deep enough. The water is there. But to get to it. And because of the contour of the earth, very frequently, it's the valley where the water congregates. It's up in the hills, but the rain comes and it flows down. And in the valleys is where there is more pressure. And that's why there was an artesian well there, because the pressure of the hills around, that water flowing down, put it under pressure. And so when the hole was opened up, it sprung up. And was an artesian well. And there was controversy. The herdman of Gerar strove with Isaac's herdman, saying, "The water is ours. The water is ours. We want it. We can't have it." And there is often controversy. In fact, if we've talked about Abimelech yesterday, and if you go on down to verse 26, the king of Abimelech came to Isaac, and Isaac said, "Why do you come to see me, seeing you hate me and sent me away from you?" Which he did. You see, yesterday we saw they were friends. But the more you go near to God, the more the water of life flows in you, the more that you live with Christ, the more that your friends become your enemies. Did you hear that? I'm going to say it again. When you begin to dig a well, when you begin to have water, when you begin to have the living stream flowing in your own heart and life, that is when controversy comes. You've heard me say before, revivals will always split a church. There comes controversy. When the waters of life begin to flow, the controversy comes. There's going to be some that say, "We want that." There's going to be some that say, "You have no right to it." There's some will be saying, you are the ones that you dug it wrong and you didn't do right, and we don't like the way you do it. We don't like the way you hold service, and we don't like the way you serve communion service. We don't like the way you sing. We don't like the way you pray. We don't like the way you weep. We don't like anything. Why? The well is beginning to flow. The waters are beginning to flow. The life force that comes only from God is beginning to manifest itself. And there was no controversy until the water came. Isn't that interesting? They can dig all they want. Nobody's going to fight. But when they strike water, then enmity comes. Then enmity. So they dug another well. And the name of that well, they named it enmity. Enmity. It doesn't call it that in English, but that's what it means. They strove that day well, and its name was Sitna. That's the second one. It went from controversy to enmity. It went deeper and deeper. The more water, the more of the things of God you have, the more enemies you're going to have. You think of just the opposite way. I'll never forget when revival first came in Argentina, and I thought some of my friends would be so happy that their prayers, some have been praying for many years, and if their prayers were answered, and I thought they'd be so rejoicing, they became enemies. I was quite surprised at first. Of course, I didn't understand then what was written. It's already written there. If you read it, that happened way back there in Abraham's day, so why be surprised? Nothing's changed in that sense. The living waters will produce enmity and produce life. It produces life. But it will always bring controversy, because there are those that want water without digging for it. There are those that want the things of beautiful things of God without having to pay for it. They want it for free. They want it that and then they can do what they want to with it. Because then they think they can. But strange enough, the things of God you can't borrow. The things of God just don't work that way. Isaac and his servants dug wells. But they kept on digging wells. They didn't stop and go to war. They had enmity, but not war. Did you notice that? What did they do? They just left and went over here and dug another well. And they fought for that one. So they left there and went over there and dug another well. And they ended up at Beersheba, the well of the oath, where they came with their enemies and they made friends with their enemies. They said, look, you can have that water, you can have this, you can have the things I began, you can have my church, you can have my school, you can have my hospital, you can have my house, but I'm going to have God. And after they get your house, and after they get your church, and after they get their hospital, they say, well, let's be friends now. And so they were friends. And they made an oath of friendship. That's why the word Beersheba means the well of the oath. And that's the way life is. But you see, the servants of Isaac, they didn't stay with enmity. They didn't stay with controversy. They didn't stay there. They went on and dug another well until the enemies were satisfied and said, well, all right, we've got everything you've got. Well, let's be friends. The scriptures say you'll make your enemies to be friends with you. Now, this is what Isaac is doing in his people and his church. This is what the work of God is. But wells take digging, and digging takes valleys. If you wonder, oh, I know everybody wonders, why this happened to me, and why I find myself in a valley, and why everything went wrong, why did I lose my job, why did I have this wreck, why did I total my car, and now I have to walk to work, why do all these things happen? Don't worry about the whys, just dig. Just dig. So is Baca. So it's time for tears. And if you have enough tears, wet ground is always easier to dig in. Did you ever think of that? Wet ground is always easier to dig in. And the wetter the heart, the easier it is to dig in. The easier it is to press through. That's the time to seek God. That's the time to hunt for divine help. That's the time to find living waters. And that's the place to find living waters. And that's why God takes us into such experiences. And you say, well, I dug my well. Well, you've got three more to go. Hallelujah. Three more to go. Three more Bacchus. And I like that. Let's go back now to Psalm 84. I like what it says about that. And passing through the valley of Baca, incidentally, I would point out to you, there's a place you pass through. It's not a place you stay. Remember the servants of Isaac? They went to another valley. They went on. They didn't stay there. Passing through Baca, make it a well. But now something else happens. The rain fills the pool. Water draws water. When I first went to Argentina, the city of Cordoba was a very dry place. But the engineers went in there and built a large dam and made a large lake. And now, Cordoba is not a dry place, it's a wet place. You see, there's much rain there now. Water draws water. And they open the wells, and if you get enough wells, you'll have a lake, won't you? And then the water comes from heaven. Then the rain comes. And everything has changed. And that's what has happened many times in history. And then it says more about that. They, the ones that dig the wells, they go from strength to strength. Work makes you stronger. You dig a well, and then you dig another one, you're going to be stronger to dig the second one. By the time you dug four, you're going to be a pretty strong person. You've done all that work. They go from strength to strength, and then look, and every one of them, every one of the well diggers in Zion appears before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Appears before God. God is wanting us to be well diggers. We're to be in his nature. We're to be made in his image. And if we're going to be made in his image, the one thing he did above all the other things of his life was to dig well. And God wants us to be well diggers. And he wants us to be strong. And he wants us to go from well to well, from valley to valley. We want us to pass through. And then, as we get stronger and stronger and stronger, it says, and they're the ones that appear before God in Zion. That's why life is so contrary sometimes. That's why God sees to it that the Christian that is going to develop in God will go from well to well. But when you're in that well, the well of misery, the well of tears, dig. Just plain dig. You say, well, what will I dig with? Whatever you find at hand to dig with. Dig with prayer. Dig with praise. Dig with tears. Dig with patience. Dig just knowing that I plow through this, but I will pass through it. Dr. Chalmers, a great minister of God in England, said his favorite text of all the scriptures in the Bible was, it came to pass. It did not come to stay. And the Bible uses that particular phrase many times, and it came to pass. No, it didn't come to stay. And they didn't stay in Gerar, the first well. They didn't stay in Sitna. They didn't stay until they came to Beersheba, and that was their stopping place. Then God made an oath. He made their enemies to become friends, but there they could stay. There will be a staying place. There will be a coming before God in Zion. But before that time, there's a few wells to dig. And if they hadn't dug four wells, if they'd only stayed in the first place, then three other places would have been without water. Because who else is going to dig them? The Philistines, they didn't dig wells. They plugged them up. They weren't well diggers. That's too much work. We'll go to some river. We'll go to someone else, dug a well, and steal it from him, and we'll stay there. But they weren't well diggers. And so they didn't grow strong. And so they had no rain. Because it takes more than one well to make a lake to draw water, to make rain. And so that's what we read about Isaac. The wonderful thing, he brought water to earth. And now he's digging many wells, so there'll be enough to bring the rain from heaven. Enough water. And he's digging a well in your heart. And to be able to dig a well, it has to be another valley. Maybe you're passing through a valley now. Maybe you're in a valley of confusion. Maybe you're in a valley of frustration. Maybe you're in a valley of decision. Maybe you're in a valley of misery. Maybe you're in a valley of attack that came to fight against you like they did with Abraham, with Isaac. Abimelech came to attack him. He said, why are you coming to me? You sent me away. You drove me out. And then while they were talking, during that time, his servants dug another well. But this was quite a ways away. From Gerar to Gaza was quite a ways away. And so the Philistines said, well, you can have that one. You can have that one. We'll leave you now. We won't fight anymore. But he's digging wells. And I don't know what your valley might be, but I do know one thing. If you're in a valley, your valley is the place to dig. If you're in one of those times when everything's going wrong, in one of those times when you can't understand why God's doing this with you, if you're going in one of those times, the best thing you can do is just dig. And if by any chance it's miserable enough that you make it baka, you make it a place of tears, well, I can only say this, digging's easier in soft ground. So soften it up. But in the valley, I can assure you, there'll come a time, and I've seen it happen, there'll come a time, dig, 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 pull out water, pull out trash, pull out all the things that have been dumped in there, pull it out, dig, dig, dig. And then that last shovelful, and you pull it up, and it's wet. And a little more, and water begins to seep up. And then you know you've arrived. You know that what this was all about. Then God begins to give the answers. He begins to show you. He begins to bring that living thing back into your life. You thought it was dead. It was gone. You dug and dug till there's no water above and no water below and no water around. Until suddenly, suddenly it breaks through. And the water comes. And before long, you're not digging in dry dirt. You're digging in water, standing in water while you're trying to open up the well a little bit more while you can. Because pretty soon, you've got to be hauled out of there. You can't stay. It came to pass. It didn't come to stay. And that's the story of the life of Isaac, that wonderful Jesus of ours. He came to make your dead, dead earth a living stream of life. That's what he came for. That's what he came for. Dead in trespasses and sin. Plugged up by the Philistines. And they speak of the enemy. Plugged up by the Philistines. But Isaac is a well digger. Isaac is a well digger. And down into the valley of your life, down in the depths of sin, he began to dig and dig and pull out all the trash and the muck and the filth that was in it. Until one of these days, water began to flow in your life. That's because Isaac, that's because our Jesus loves to dig wells and leave water wherever he is. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he was content to do nothing more than dig wells in his whole life. He didn't ask for anything more. Just let me dig another well. And you've walked all over the earth seeking places, valleys to dig wells. And then you would teach us to do the same. And you teach us even to learn to dig and get strong while we dig. Because one day, all the well diggers will appear before you in Zion. Help us to understand your ways, because your ways aren't our ways. Your ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts. But teach us, Lord, your ways. And not only to exalt and to worship and to thank you that you ever came to the valley of my heart to dig a well, but also, Lord, let us understand that valleys are to dig in. They're not to sit and bemoan and go back to a mountaintop so we can get in the sunshine and enjoy it. But they're to dig in. Until there too will come another well. And before that experience is through, we've learned to find God in a new way, in a new place, a new experience. Teach us, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a few minutes for questions.
Not to be past is right. Maybe he want to build the one church and to another church, and maybe to the third or fourth church, then he can get stronger day by day, or year by year.
Well, if you're speaking of churches, there's not many churches that admit they're in the valley. Most churches say, come to our church, we're in the mountains. And if the church is in the valley, they'll look for a good evangelist to do the digging for them. But there's only one church, you see. As far as God's concerned, there's only one church.
就神来说, 只有一个教会。
We can't go from church to church.
We
can go from congregation to congregation. But there's only one church. Regardless of what congregation you are in, there's still only one church. And some people in every church are in the congregation, in the congregation but not in the church of God. And in every church are people that are in the church of God, even if the rest of them aren't.
在每一群会众当中，都会有一些人，他们并不是在神的教会当中的。
Isaac repeating, starting to dig the wells exactly where Abraham had dug.
Abraham dug the first wells.
亚伯拉罕挖了第一口井。
But Isaac opened wells that Abraham had not dug also.
但是以撒他也。
He opened the old ones and new ones.
开了亚伯拉罕没有挖过的井，他开了旧的井，还有新的井。
Because Abraham speaks of God the Father.
因为亚伯拉罕就代表着父神。
And he was the one that opened the well on Calvary, wasn't it?
是他在加略山开了井。
Nobody dug on that one.
没有人挖那口井。
That was the one the Father dug.
那个是父所挖的。
But then.There's a repeating of the different wells, the different revivals, the different time God has moved. And so often, they get stopped up with things that the enemy brings.
但是常常因为仇敌带来的东西，那个井就给塞住了。
And wells can go on a long time.
井可以持续很久的时间。
I've been at the well of Beersheba.
我曾经去过示巴井。
It's still there.
还在那里。
The well of the oath is still there.
他们启示的井还是在那里。
Jacob's well is still there.
雅各井也还在那里。
And they were very sacred things. It was very, very, even to the point of death, to pollute a well.
那是很神圣的事情。他们如果要把井污染了，甚至会要人要把它处死。
Where it says that Philip took the Ethiopian into the well to baptize him.
菲利把古时太监带到，把他带到那个井，要给他施洗。
I am quite certain he did not put him into the well to baptize him because that would pollute the well.
我很确定他没有把他放到井里面去给他施洗，因为这样子会把那个井污染。
Absolute no-no in those lands.
那在那些地方是绝对不可以做的事情。
Wells were too important and too
井太重要了。
Too necessary to pollute the waters.
太必要了，不能够把水给污染了。
He probably poured water over him.
他或许是把水倒在他的身上。
If I can ask permission to ask you a question regarding last night's message,、
mm-hmm.
and that is Moses failed to obey or to believe the word of God. Instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. And my question is, Moses being a man who spoke face to face with God and has seen wondrous things that God had done, why do you think?Moses didn't believe. Is it because of his anger or what happened?
It could have been because of his anger. It could have been... excuse me, go ahead. Chinese.
Okay, 这位姐妹的问题是说关于昨天晚上的讯息，米勒牧师讲到说摩西他不信神的话，他的问题是说为什么，因为摩西是曾经跟神面对面说过话的人啊，那么是为什么原因呢？可能是不是因为他的身体还是因为其他的原因，他为什么会不相信？
The devil knows the importance of faith.
魔鬼知道信心的重要。
He'll choose any means he can
他会尽他所能
to undermine our faith, even in a momentary manner or in a more permanent manner.
用不管是短暂的或是更长远的。
He'll use anything available.
他会用尽各种办法。
Perhaps it was the anger.
或许是因为生气。
Perhaps it was a frustration.
也或许是挫折。
Perhaps it was the fact that that rock looked so without water.
或许是因为那个石头看起来没有水的样子。
Whatever it was,
不管是什么
the one thing that was necessary he did not have was faith at that moment.
在那一刻所必要的而他却没有的就是信心。
And he, I'm going to change that wording because I didn't say it just right.
我要改变我说话的这个用词。
He didn't believe at that moment.
我要说他在那一刻不相信。
You can have faith and not use it, not believe.
你可以有信心但是你没有
用信心就不相信。Moses probably had the faith because he didn't use the rod.When he opened up the land and let the Korah and all those rebels fell into it.
摩西或许有信心，因为当他把那个地使地开口，让可拉党的人掉进去的时候，他是有信心的。
He just spoke the word.
他只讲一句话而已。
But at this time,
但是在这一次
he didn't speak the word.
他没有说话。
And therefore he wasn't believing.
因此他没有在相信。
The book of John never uses the word faith, actually.
事实上，约翰福音里面从来就没有用。
Only uses the word believe.
信心只有用相信。
It assumes that you have the faith. Believing is using it.
而就是已经假定你有了信心，相信就是去用信心。
And so he said, you didn't believe me.
所以他说你不信我。
You weren't using the faith you had.
你没有在用你已经有的信心。
And whatever interrupted it.
不管是什么扰乱了这个。
Because we can have faith and not believe.
因为我们可能有信心却不相信。
And the faith is the important thing.
信心是重要的事情。
If you don't have that, you can't believe.
若你没有信心的话，你没有办法相信。
You can't use what you don't have.
你没有办法用你所没有的东西。
And so that's the one thing that God said that was the one thing he held against Moses.
所以这就是神归罪摩西的事情。
Because he said, you didn't bring me the glory.
他说因为你没有将荣耀带给我。
You didn't put it to place where, you see, you have typology mixed up with this. That rock speaks of Christ.
那个磐石就代表着基督。
And if God had let that stand,
如果神让那个成立的话，
Then the typology would say the way to get things out of Christ is to beat on him.
那么预表的话，我们就可以说，想要从基督得到东西的话，就是去打他了。
But Jesus said, "Ask that you might receive."
但是耶稣说，你们要求，好叫你能够得着。
He didn't say, "Beat on heaven's door that I might give you something."
他没有说要你去敲天堂的门，好让我能够给你一些东西，去击打天堂的门。
Now that's not the whole explanation, but to give you the whole reason is a big thing.
这不是一个很完整的解释，但是我要跟你讲，所有的原因是一件很大的事情。
That is definitely the reason that God said. Now, God set it all up, and He had a purpose, and a purpose has to do with the Promised Land, and a purpose has to do with Joshua, and a lot of other things. That's all involved, but we'll leave that alone.
那这个东西牵涉到很多，还有牵涉到就是说神要还有约书亚，还有他们的应许之地，但这个我们就先不讲。OK, 德宇，你刚刚有个问题呢？We mentioned when Isaac dig the well, then.The other man's servant, they had a strife. So Isaac just went to another place. Is that the principle we should follow?
Usually.
通常是的。
I wouldn't say always.
我不会说总是如此。
But I would say usually.
但我会说通常如此。
You see, he was a well digger.
他是挖井的人。
The Philistines weren't.
非利士人不是。
They took their well digging tools with them.
他们带着挖井的工具。
They took the well digging spirit with them.
他们带着挖井的精神。
So it wasn't so fatal to lose that well.
所以失去那口井不是那么致命的。
Because they knew we can dig another one.
我们可以再挖一口井。
In God, if there is controversy, you have to leave a church.
在神里面如果起了一些争
端，你必须离开教会。Or leave a city.
离开一群会众，或者说离开一个城市。
The same God you had there, He goes with you.
你在那里有的同样那位神，他可以跟你一起去。
Whatever you had there, if it was yours, you take it with you.
不管你在那里有什么，若他是你的，你就可以把他带着走。
And now if it wasn't yours, and you just enjoyed the water, you didn't dig the well.
若不是你的，你只是享受水，你并没有挖井。
Or have a part in digging it.
或者说你并没有在挖井的事上。
Well, then it's more serious.
那么就更严重
了。You go out in the desert, you don't have the well digging tools.
你到了沙漠里面，你却没有挖井的工具。
You're not a well digger.
你不是一个挖井的人。
You're not one of those who was a part of bringing that well into fruition.
你并不是有份于使得那个井产生的人。
Then you better stay where you are.
那你最好留在原处。
Strife or no strife.
不管有没有争闹。
But if you are one that has helped to dig that well.
但是如果你是曾经帮助来挖那口井的人。
Don't bother.
那么你
Go dig another one.
你就去挖另外一口井。
Go bless some other people.
去祝福别的人。
Go bring water in another area.
到另外一个地方有水。Okay, do we dig the well by ourselves, or do we dig the well with other people, or together?
You can't dig a well alone.
你一个人没有办法挖井。
If you're digging down there, how are you going to get the dirt out?
如果你在下面挖的话，你怎么样把那个灰尘给拿出来呢？
And the worst part in digging wells is the one that's down there. All the dirt falls on him, they haul it out, and the dirt falls down on him. And
挖井最糟糕部分就是你在下面的时候，因为你在下面挖，但是所有的泥巴都落在你的头上。
And he's always in danger of something falling down on him. With a rope break and the whole bucket full comes down.
总是怕说有东西掉到你头上，可能绳子断了，然后整个的桶子都掉下来了。
I've seen all those things happen.
这些事情我都看过。
They do happen.
确实是会发生的。How do we know we are, if we are digging in the right place and in the right way? Because many people are praying for the revival for Taiwan, but we haven't seen it happen.
No problem at all.
一点都没有问题。
If you're in a valley,
如果你在低谷中,
and at the valley of Baca,
在流泪谷,
it's the right place to dig.
那就是挖的正确的地方。
If you're on a mountaintop, don't try to dig.
如果你在山顶的话，你不要试着去挖。
Just enjoy it.
你就享受它。Okay, why we need to go through strife and enmity, then we can have peace.
Because each time there is strife and enmity, we are learning things.
因为每次有争闹、有敌意的时候，我们就在学习一些事情。
We are learning a lot of things.
我们在学习很多的事情。
One thing is we learn to dig another well.
一件事情是我们学习去挖另外一口井。
Without strife, there'd only been one well.
若没有争闹的话，只有一口井。
With strife, they had four.
有争闹了，他们就有四口井。
And so God brings the strife into our lives.
所以神把争闹带到我们的生命中。
He brings the valley.
他带来低谷。
He brings the digging.
他带来挖掘。
He brings the strife.
他带来争闹。
So we can have another valley and another digging and another well.
好让我们能够有另外一个低谷，另外一次的挖掘，另外一口井。
It's all a necessary part of life in Christ.
这都是在基督里面生命必要的部分。
Each one of those experiences is different, totally different, but very necessary.
这每个经历都完全不同，但是是绝对必要的。
It isn't all enmity.
这不是所有都是敌意。
It isn't all friendship.
也不是所有都是友谊。
They started out friends.
他们开始是朋友。
They became enemies.
后来变成了敌人。
And they became friends again.
后来又变成朋友。
Goes through the different periods.
会经历过不同的时期。
And that's a picture of life itself.
这就是生命本身的一幅图画。
Well, our time is up.
我们的时间到了。
All right. God bless you. Have a good lunch.
神祝福你们。
Have a good rest. We'll see you tonight.
愿你们好好休息，好好吃饭。我们今天晚上见。
God bless you and go with you.
神祝福你们和你们同去。